After more than 3 weeks of fighting, the Israeli army says it has destroyed Hezbollah's infrastructure in southern Lebanon and its capacity to launch rockets into northern Israel. But as we've heard, Hezbollah continues to hit Israel with hundreds of rockets each day. And its guerrilla fighters have made it difficult for thousands of Israeli troops to gain ground inside Lebanon. International pressure continues to build for a ceasefire, but Israel's leaders say they will not stop fighting until their goals are achieved. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert couldn't have painted a rosier picture of his nation's accomplishments after 3 weeks of war.
The infrastructure of Hezbollah has been entirely destroyed. More than 700 command positions of Hezbollah were entirely wiped out by the Israeli army.
Yet the same day Olmert made this assertion, on Wednesday, Hezbollah fired 230 rockets into northern Israel, more than any other day of the war. Nonetheless, most Israeli analysts continue to insist the prime minister is right for the most part. Retired General Uzi Dayan, the Army's former deputy chief of staff, believes the military operation has been largely a success.
We succeed in hurting Hezbollah, not neutralizing Hezbollah from its strategic weapon, but hit its infrastructure. And we succeed in pushing Hezbollah northwest, in order that they won't be able to fire directly on Israeli settlements on the northern border of Israel. And I think that more than everything, we succeed in sending the message, enough is enough.
Initially, some Israeli military leaders believed they could do all this with air power alone. General Dan Halutz is the first Israeli chief of staff from the Air Force, and it was his plan to launch widespread airstrikes throughout Lebanon. They were certainly devastating to parts of Lebanon, such as South Beirut and towns and villages in southern Lebanon, zones where the Israelis believed Hezbollah had built up its infrastructure. But so far, despite the destruction, it is not yet evident that Hezbollah's capacity to fight Israel has been diminished. Israel certainly did send the message, enough is enough. This has been important to many here because, in the view of Ephraim Halevi, former head of the Israeli intelligence agency, the Mossad, this will reestablish the idea of deterrence in the minds of Israel's regional enemies, especially Iran.
I believe that the restoration of a very powerful deterrent image of Israel is a very important result that we would like to achieve in this operation. I believe that the Iranians were surprised, as were Hezbollah, by the reaction of the Israel government. I think they didn't expect this degree of reaction that Israel mounted within a very short time. This surprise will ultimately affect the overall position of Iran in this region.
Israeli leaders also argue that by inflicting such pain on Lebanon, the Lebanese public will blame Hezbollah for their misfortune. Prime Minister Olmert emphasized this point.
All of the population, which is the power base of the Hezbollah in Lebanon, was displaced. They lost their properties. They lost their positions. They are bitter. They are angry at the Hezbollah.
But so far, both Lebanon's Shiite community and the wider Lebanese public have blamed only Israel for the devastation. Former General Uzi Dayan believes Hezbollah will eventually be diminished as a military force in Lebanon, but it will take much more time.
We have to succeed in the coming 2 years to continue to chase Hezbollah and to give the positive forces in Lebanon enough chance to make Hezbollah just a political organization and not a terror organization which possesses a strategic weapon that can threat the northern part of Israel.
As for when this war might end, Israel's leaders are relying on the international community to send a multinational military force to take up positions in southern Lebanon between Hezbollah and Israel. In the meantime, Prime Minister Olmert has made it clear he is in no hurry to end the war.
We are not going to stop the fire and wait for weeks until the international force comes in, because in these weeks, the reality on the ground will again be reversed to what it was, and this is not what we want to do.
Some here believe this is the most unrealistic of Olmert's claims. Danny Rothschild, a former commander of Israel's forces in Lebanon during the earlier occupation, sees no possibility of a multinational force before there is a ceasefire.
I don't see any international force fighting against Hezbollah in the southern part of Lebanon. An international force has to come into the area as part of a political agreement and not as part of a military action against Hezbollah.
Right now, there is no certain prospect, let alone a timetable, for deploying such an international force into southern Lebanon. In the meantime, the war between Hezbollah and Israel is steadily widening, with more and more Israeli troops fighting deeper and deeper into Lebanon, with no let-up in airstrikes and no curtailing of Hezbollah rocket fire. So to the question, how will this end, former General Danny Rothschild just sighs.
Well, unfortunately, I don't see it stopping at the moment.
Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jerusalem.